When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your opening bell for April 28th, 2025. So today's topic, we're going to talk the Fed. Okay, I know tariffs, they play a role in what's going on today, but the Federal Reserve, let's not lose focus on them, because we have to understand why they were created, why they're manipulating interest rates, and what are they going to do next. So in today's video, what I want you guys to understand is why the Federal Reserve was created, what their mandates are, and then we're going to take it from there, because this week's economic calendar is just basically full of everything that the Federal Reserve is going to watch. So without further ado, let's get to it, folks. My name is Dan Ferriero. I actually do this to report twice a day to inform you guys what the heck's going on with these things. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. If you're out there looking to buy, you know, maybe your first house, maybe you're looking to buy an investment property or refinance, I'm going to show you how you can maybe reach out to me at the end of this video, because our slogan here, it's pretty interesting. One application, one credit pool, we're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how in the world could we do that? Why do we do that? I'll give you all that information at the end. So without further ado, let's get over to see what's going to happen with these things today. But the first thing we want to know is, why was the Federal Reserve actually created? And the reason why we're talking about this is because just in a couple days, in 9 days, the Federal Reserve is going to come out and tell us what exactly they're going to do. So that's what we're talking about in today's video. So let's get over to it. I'm going to take my head out of the equation real quick and show you right through here. Why was the Federal Reserve created? Well, it's pretty simple. They were created for two things, but here's basically their background. The Federal Reserve was created in 1913 after a series of bank crises showed that the U.S. financial system was unstable. The Federal Reserve has a few purposes. Provides financial stability, create a flexible currency, supervise and regulate banks, and act as a lender of last resort. So that's what they do. What are their mandates? Well, they were actually created for two reasons. One, maximum employment. Okay, remember that. And price stability. Okay. And how they do that? Well, by manipulating interest rates. Okay, right down through here. Some of the things they focus in on is, how do they focus in on maximum employment? Well, they look at the unemployment rate, job growth, wage growth, and the JOLTS index. Okay, so let's stop right there for a second. We're going to stop at their first, basically, mandate. Okay, so let's get over to it. Right through here. Here's what we have on the economic calendar for this week. The JOLTS index. That was right at the bottom of the chart there of what they represent. Right through here. The JOLTS index. Okay, so that's coming out tomorrow. Some of the other things we have coming out are right through here. ADP payroll numbers. They're going to come out, but I really still don't put enough emphasis on this. Then we're going to go down through here. We're going to have initial jobless claims, average hour earnings, and the non-farm payroll numbers and the official unemployment rate. So that's going to fill in basically all these voids right through here. All right. Stable prices. What are they looking at as the Federal Reserve? Because remember, this is why the Federal Reserve was created. Price stability. How do they track this? PCE is their number one. Their main focal point on inflation is the PCE. Let's get over to the calendar. We got what's coming in on Wednesday. Well, we got the PCE. We have year over year and month over month. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. The PCE month over month last reading, I'm pretty sure that this number was up 0.8. And then we got a surprise number come in at half that, at 4. Now they're expecting it to come in at 0.1. So if their number one inflation gauge is coming down to almost no inflation based on these numbers, what's going to happen to what the Federal Reserve does? Okay, so that's, they're watching this right now saying, okay, we got to keep track of inflation. Well, it looks like inflation's coming down based on the number one inflation index that they watch. Okay, so that's what we have coming in then. So let's get to the rest of this report. How do they measure basically the employment numbers? We'll go down through here. How do they do that? Unemployment rate, JOLTS index, job participation, and all the other stuff. Well, look at this. Thursday, initial jobless claims, unemployment rate, non-farm payroll, average hourly earned. So basically this week, we have every piece of information that's going to fill in this void from the Federal Reserve. Now, it doesn't stop there because the Federal Reserve doesn't have all the control in the world because you see President Trump, him and the Federal Reserve chairman are battling. So what he's focused in on right now, and when I say he, the president, they're trying to bring down long-term rates. They're trying to bring down the 10-year treasury because they know they can't affect the short end of the stick with the Federal Reserve does. So that's what the president's coming back saying, the Fed, please lower the front end rates. So our long end rates that we're controlling are coming down. And the Federal Reserve's sitting there saying, we're going to keep rates where they are because this inflation thing that you've been throwing back at us, we don't know what it's going to do. So I kind of understand both points. So my expectations at the next meeting, the Federal Reserve is going to meet in 9 days. What are they going to do? They're not going to do anything. Okay, so there's a 93% chance they're really going to do nothing. It's right over my head, right there. Okay, so at the next few meetings from there, I really don't care what this is telling us right now. We're going to focus in on basically all the news coming out this week and then all the tariff news that comes out. Because if you go anywhere on Wall Street, let's go at the top of this and we refresh it. Well, this is a big reversal on the NASDAQ. But you have a red across the board. Let's see what this tells us. Red across the board. Actually, the NASDAQ, when I started the video, is up about 100. Now it's down 200. We got the VIX right over my head. If you see that, that's the anxiety level of Wall Street. But if you go down through here, it's all about tariffs, tariffs, and tariffs. But it's not just about tariffs. It's about tariffs and the Fed. So my short-term, mid-term, and long-term projections are this. If you're looking to lock in now, you have to lock in now, then lock in. Okay, focus in on qualifying at a 7% rate. Okay, so if you can qualify at 7% rates, you're most likely going to be okay in this market. If you want midterm, you're going to have to see basically how this week's data comes in, how the Fed reacts to that in 9 days, and how the tariffs go. So in 2, 3, 4 weeks maybe, we're going to get more and more clarity on all this stuff, and then we'll have a better direction on what's going on with rates. So midterm, I'm sitting on the sidelines as me. You know, if you're working with us, we pride ourselves on this stuff because we focus in on the markets and what they're doing and the whys behind it. If you go over to this, here's what the bond market's doing right now. So all of a sudden, we have a nice little rally in bonds. We go to the one-day chart, bonds are up 2 ticks. We were down about 9 ticks earlier. So what this tells us, if you're new to the channel, we watch how do we focus in on mortgage rates right through here. This is the mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. We're not going to look at a 10-year treasury. Why? We got the mortgage bond telling us exactly what we need to do. What you have to understand is as this bond price goes up, rates are coming down. So we love when this goes up. Look at a 2-day chart. Nice up chart there. Look at a 5-day chart. Went from down here at 98.6. Now we're at 99.6. 100 basis points in moves on the mortgage-backed securities. That means rates in the past week are down probably 1/4 to 3/8. So did you lock in with another lender and you're stuck? Well, I might be able to help you. So here's another reason why people choose us. Well, let's scroll over and basically let me tell you a little bit about who I am and what I do. So my name is Dan Frio. If you want to find a little bit more about me, go to theRateUpdate.com. Here's what I do. I'm actually a loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico because I work at a federal bank. Okay, so the federal bank we work at, the reason why I joined them is because we're growing and they're helping me or allowing me to help them grow. Here's what we're doing. We're setting up different lenders in our background to be able to offer you one application, one credit pool, and we're shopping your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, we know how frustrating this is, and that's why I'm at this bank. I'm trying to help them grow because when you're out there lurking for that, lock in the best rate, here's what you're most likely going to do. And I hope a lot of people watch till the end of this video. You did all your due diligence. You got your 3, 4, 5, 50 different quotes, and then you locked in perfect timing. But unfortunately, you locked in last week when the bond market looked like this. Okay, so every day the rate came down a little bit and you're sitting there saying, oh man, what do I do? Then you called your lender. And here's what's most likely going to happen when you call your lender. They're going to be, well, we have a float down option we can do for you. It'll cost you, some money. Or there's really nothing we can do, but you can buy the rate down. Well, either one of those is going to cost you money. Well, do you want to spend money? That's why you reached out and got that quote the last time because it was the best in the market. Well, it's not the best in the market anymore. So that's where I come into play. This is where 33 lenders really come into play. You know, we can help you initially lock in with the best one. Then let's say, for example, this happens and the market just rallies and rates come down. Well, I'll go to that lender and say, you know what, can you work with us on the rate? They say no. I'm going to be like, well, we're going to withdraw the loan and I'm going to move them to another lender because my client, this is what they're looking for. They reached out to me to be the due diligence to help them find the best rate in the markets. And we did, and we continually will do even after we start on your mortgage product. That's what a lot of people don't understand when they're working with us. So not only do we shop your loan to over 30 different lenders at the beginning, we monitor this all the way through this system. So if you're missing out on a rate that, you know, maybe rates just plummeted or did something, maybe I can help you with that as well. So reach out to us at therateupdate.com. Here's my website. There's a ton of tools up here for you guys to work. We just added the calculators in. A lot of times I'll do calculators in my videos. So I put right here, used in videos. So you can use that right through there. You can put in your application right above my head, right through here. Let me find that right up in here. If you want to schedule a one-on-one consultation, you can do that here. You can even give us a call at 844-775-5626. But check out all the videos that we have down through here to help you. If you're a homeowner right now and you want me to monitor your interest rate, so you're like, hey, Dan, I closed at 7.5. I really would like 6.5. Well, put in your information right through here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to track it for you. I'm not selling the data. I'm actually going to track it. You're going to put in your information. Just hit the Rate Watch tool and it's going to take you right there. Or if you're a first-time home buyer, check out this video. You want to learn more about FHA? Check out this video. You're a disabled vet? Right here. And the list goes on and on and on. I have over 3,000 videos in my YouTube platform. So check it out. I think you're going to find something there you're going to like and it's going to help you out. So that's it for this morning's bell. Right now, what we're seeing is the mortgage market or the bond market is completely, well, let's go back to the one-day chart. It is flat right now. You can see that at zero through here. So it's a little bit, the market opened down and we're back up to basically par levels that we're seeing right through here. So the market's liking something. People are starting to sell bonds or equities and move back into the bond market, it looks like today. So if you're looking to find out what kind of rate you qualify for, please visit me at therateupdate.com. Give us a call. Shoot me an email even at dan@therateupdate.com. Love to be able to help you out and navigate if you're looking to buy, refinance, or even just want to kick the tires to see what you might qualify for.